You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Zibula Dlala, who has been with us throughout the whole weekend. We've been speaking about all things salvation and faith, and today we are wrapping all that up there and tying it up with the 10 days of prayer that we are having. The book of Psalms, chapter 46, verse 10 says that, "Be still and know that I am God." And today we are focusing on the blessings of waiting. Kodwa-ke, faith and waiting, you know, we have to put everything together. You know, Mets, earlier on, someone asked me, 1 + 1. Someone was like, hey, it's 1 × 1. So kuningi. But we are shanganising it. You know, we are putting it together so that it makes sense for us. Pastor, good morning. How are you?
Very good morning to you. I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
I am good, Mfundiswami. I hope you are well and you are enjoying the 10 days. Now I'm enjoying it, Pela.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it a lot, eh? I'm enjoying it a lot. Yeah, I mean, yesterday we also had some interesting discussions where we tied it with, you know, storms versus rest. How do we rest in storms? So yeah, it's beautiful. I'm enjoying it.
I'm super happy for this. And I think what makes me to be happy about, in fact, this week and how we are doing it as well as AWR is that we are tying the discussions to what the pastors come through with during the prayer time, you know, because most of the time now we'll be speaking about something totally different. And now, you know, in the evening, Dr. Mbata came through. When he was speaking, I guess yesterday he was speaking about being busy, right? And then he was like, as pastors, there should come a time in our life where we stop preaching. He was like, let's stop. He's like, take that drive to Durban, just rest, don't do it. And I was like, this is actually quite interesting, and it also came back to what me and you were discussing, you know, in the morning. And I was like, this was actually what Pastor Zibula was also saying, that guys, let's rest, guys. Yes, let's rest in. You know, ignore everyone for that 2 days in jail. Just give me phone. Yeah, like block church people. Gangane. And then, you know, you focus on self. And I was like, I'm happy that everything we're discussing is actually tying in together with the messages that the pastors are coming with.
Yes, and there is everything spiritual about taking some time off, you know, and taking some time out, just switching off your phone. I mean, that on its own is spiritual, and you know, it helps us to draw closer to God.
And then, Mfundisi, today we are told about something that most of us, if I can say, it's just a speculation. No, please, don't come for me, dear listeners. It's a speculation most of us will struggle with, being patient. You know, that is when we now, we like, God, why have you so forsaken me? You know, the lesson study was on Psalms. We're going to go and take that. We're like, God, why have you forsaken me? God, you're not here. Just because we feel like the waiting is too much. But we are being taught today that there is blessings in waiting, you know. But does our faith help with patience?
Yes. And I think probably before we start, since we're introducing, you know, a new concept and a new aspect, tying it in with faith, I think it's wise for us to define what patience is.
Yes, please.
So the Bible says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. And I think we as Seventh-day Adventists, you know, are anchored on that text to say, those who are going to live just before Jesus Christ comes will be characterized by patience. But what is this patience? What is this patience that we are going to tie with faith? So when you read in the original, patience has nothing to do with how we define patience in English.
Okay.
So in English, you know, patience has to do with just passive waiting, you know, and having hope that, you know, you encounter a different outcome in your period of waiting. It's passive. But when you're talking about patience to the Greek mind, you're talking about active endurance. So it carries the picture or the idea of someone putting a rock on your foot and then you endure the pain, but at the same time you're not taking your foot off from the weight of the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And that is basically what patience is in biblical context. That is why Jesus also says, he who endures unto the end shall be saved.
Okay.
He's talking about patience, which is active endurance thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So thank you for coming up with with the definition there, because now we're going to think patience, you know. Begazilla. Anyway, so how does now faith, you know...
But in our African, we are not far off, you know, in our African languages.
I abusely.
How we define patience, because, I mean, in Zulu, we say ubegezela. And
yes.
Ubegezela, it basically means that, active endurance.
Ah.
It's not passive, it's active endurance, you know, in the midst of high pressure. And
mm-hmm.
that's what it means.
I get it now. When you now you put it in our language, we abuse it when it comes to certain situations. Begazela nganyam, you know. But now, when we speak about that endurance, that patience that is there, if I have faith as little as a mustard seed,
yes.
I love saying that these days, you know, will that help me to be patient with God? Let's say that he has responded to my prayer. He's like, not now,
yes.
my daughter.
Yes.
So if I have faith, will it help me to really wait? And I'm like, ish, God said not now.
Spot on. Actually, patience is the manifestation of faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you read in Isaiah, it says, he who believes in God shall not make haste. In
mm-hmm.
other words, he who believes in God will not be quick, you know, to taking decisions and doing things because he knows what he is secured in God.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely. And in actual fact, you know, our faith should be tested through patience, because patient faith is godly faith.
Oh.
Because you know, when we believe in the one whom we have not seen, who is acting in our lives, we have confidence that even if we have not seen him, you know, even if we don't see the provision, the providence is still there.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, I wanted to quote you there, but you know English, you said patience, faith is what? Or
I'm
now...
saying, faith, patience mm-hmm. is the manifestation of faith.
Okay.
Our faith is seen in our patience,
mm-hmm.
Because the Bible says one characteristic of the remnant is that they are patient because they have the faith of Jesus, and the faith of Jesus is a faith that submerges itself in the will of God, and it's a patient kind of faith which is manifested in Golgotha, rather not in Golgotha, in Gethsemane,
mm-hmm.
where Jesus says, Father, I cannot bear this, but not according to my will, but according to your will. So patience also is exercised even when God does not only say wait, but says no. You know, you still believe him even though he said no. I like one of my good friends when he says that even if they were to say Jesus is not coming, he would wait for him even when he's not coming, you know, because that's the kind of faith, that's the kind of patience we've got to have with God.
Mm-hmm. You know, as we read and study Mpundiswami, we learn, right? So there's this book that I read for my kids, and there was a page there about talking about prayer, saying that God's answers are yes, no, and not now, you know. And then we're teaching our children that, and Nati, we are teaching that. But sometimes, as you are new in the faith, even the veterans in the faith, you know, they have experienced God's silence. You have prayed, man. You have prayed. He didn't answer. He didn't tell you whether it's a yes or no, or maybe. He's just silent. You know, so should we take that silence as a no? Should we conclude it? Or that is where, we are supposed to exercise our faith. Good, God, hey, you're going to do it for me. But he's silent. You know, he predicted you. He read your message and he like opened it and continued, you know, doing whatever that he's doing. So should we take his silence as a no?
Actually, I would say that silence goes on its own. Silence has its own lane.
Mm.
I think we should add it in the responses of God. Silence from God, a response from God on its own.
Mm.
And let me give an example. You remember the Syrophoenician woman who came to Jesus, pleading on behalf of her daughter who was facing death. The Bible says that Jesus answered her not a word.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus chose to be silent. And when you compare her request and when Jesus was silent and her second request, the Bible says that she came to Jesus the first time. Jesus was silent. But after the silence of Jesus, the Bible says she came to him worshiping.
Mm.
And that is where Jesus answered. So silence goes on its own lane, and silence from God has a purpose. For the Syrophoenician woman, she came with high ambitions to Jesus. She came impulsive to Jesus. But when Jesus was silent, the Bible says she then became worshipful.
Mm.
So tying that with prayer, when God is silent, it is not necessary. Does not necessarily mean that He's ignoring us, but He wants to develop something in us that's going to shape our characters, so that our approach to Him is much better than before.
Still on that one, Mpundiswami, this one, I think one may argue that we have overheard it, man. Hey, man. Yes, every time we're speaking about this, whether it's a pastor, whether whoever we speak about, they're going to tell us that, I know, God is working something in you. God is working something in you, you know. But
yes.
How can we realize or acknowledge that thing that God is working in us? Let's say maybe God is teaching you humility by not granting you that Rolls Royce, you know. How then do I realize or acknowledge that, hi, man, it's actually humility that I'm lacking in this, my cup? You know, because sometimes the lesson can be there, but we may not recognize it in the lesson. Vroom, it's God. Yet now I'm still angry that God, but I need the Rolls Royce, you know. But God is being about humility, and I'm not learning that lesson. How then do we go around that or go through with that?
Yeah, you know, that question is very deep and difficult to answer because I'll come back to my points, which I said earlier on this week, that God has His general will and His particular will for specific individuals. You know, it's not one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's difficult, if God is silent, for one to discern the will of God in His silence.
Yep.
I'd suggest that, you know, one has a connection with God.
Yeah.
One has spiritual guidance, in a sense that, you know, we are immersed in reading the Word of God, and we are constant in prayer. But God's particular will has a way of showing itself, manifesting itself after a certain period of silence and waiting. In actual fact, you know, it was not worth it. I'm not saying one size fits all.
Mm.
We experience different things. We have different experiences. We have different ways of discerning the will of God.
Mm.
But I'm sure, you know, what could help for someone out there would be, staying devoted to God and not losing focus, even in the midst of the silence. Remember, what should encourage you as a believer is the fact that you worship God for who He is, not for what He has done or what He can do.
Mm.
So that if He has not done, He doesn't diminish as God in you, but you still worship Him the same way as if you would have whatever you need from God. So let our focus be shifted from worshiping God, because He can do this, because He has done this, because He is doing this, but we worship God because of who He is.
Yep.
And I think that's sufficient enough for us to stay connected with God, even in His silence.
Mm-hmm. Mpundiswami, as we wait for this God, as we become patient and we don't rush things, you know, are there benefits to this? I mean, like, Pella, some people, you know, they've been waiting, you know,
sure.
like, if they start counting the years now, you know. But are there benefits to this waiting? Or sometimes, yeah, we're just waiting for things that are never going to come.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's another tricky question again. You're asking tricky questions as we're wrapping up this week.
Yeah.
And I don't know. But the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord. Now, hey! When you read the today, it says, those who expectantly hope in God.
Mm.
Those who hope in God. So our waiting is informed by our hope.
Mm.
We wait because we have future prospects. We wait because we know that our God is sovereign, and ultimately it will work together for good for those who trust in him. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. So as we wait, God gives us strength. As we wait, God gives us the vital forces of continuing in his will as we wait. So you might have been waiting for a long time, you know, but God is not defined by time. In fact, time was as a result of sin. if we did not get into sin, then there was not going to be any purpose of time. So we cannot count the years for God. Listen, there is one believer in the book of Luke named Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist.
Mm.
The Bible says they did not have a child, and when they had a child, I think Anna was about 84 years. And when Zacharias got an announcement from the angel that he was going to have a child, he couldn't believe it. He doubted. And God said, you are going to be mute until it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham was 99 years old. Imagine that. How old are you? How long have you been waiting? You know, Abraham was 99 years old. And, you know, God did fulfill his promises at 99. And he made sure that Abraham does not die the next year. No. But he has enough time to explore and to enjoy the blessing from God. So don't you worry, my sister, my brother. God has a purpose with your life. Do not measure God with time. 50 years is nothing. In actual fact, the longest person who waited for a child in the Bible is not Abraham. It was Noah.
How?
Noah had to wait for over 500 years.
Yo.
And we do not mention him. Noah waited for 500 years before he had Shem, Japheth, and the other boy. You know, so time does not mean anything to God. You know, he might be late in Lazarus' situation, but the longer he stays is the greater the blessing.
Hey, Fundis. But 500 years. Yo. Slowly, 5 months. Five months. We are struggling with 5 months, Fundis. But now you're telling us about 500 years.
You know, and God did not give Noah the blessing of a child. Then the next day, boom, he dies. Mm. No, he gave him plenty of time to enjoy the blessing.
Mm.
So God will make sure that he compensates for every waiting time. Your waiting will be worth it. Actually, your waiting will be nothing compared to what God has prepared for you.
Mm.
But now, here's another thing. Don't find yourself waiting for something that's not going to come.
True.
You've got to discern the will of God. Before you pray, you've got to discern the will of God. Read his word. Is what I'm asking for actually a selfish request? Or is it, you know, legit? Is it in his will? Because you might find yourself praying and waiting and getting disappointed, but your thing that you prayed for from the very first place was not, you know, in the will of God, because you did not consult his word. You did not consult him in prayer. So make sure that whatever you're asking for is in the will of God. Where do we, get the will of God? We get it from his word. And by reading his word and by praying upon his word, God will show us what is right for us. And hence, we've got to pray for that instead of wasting time.
Mm. You have closed it very nicely there. But before I'm going to let you go, you know, it's a colleague at the prayer request galore. So I'm just going to randomly pick one for you, Mpundiswami, to pray. I think I'm going to repeat this one to our listeners. Please forgive me, because this one, it was taken in the morning. But since we have spoken about waiting, Mpundiswami, and praying, I would say not praying amiss, but praying directly, Uguti, praying and waiting for God to come through with that. I'm going to repeat this prayer request, Mpundiswami, because I believe we must pray for this particular sister. Let me see if she's given us her name. No, we do not have her name. So the prayer request is that, can you please pray for a marriage? Suitors come and disappear with no reason, and they never end things officially. It's been a pattern, and I am now 31 years old. So this one, Mpundiswami, this one is not a matter of waiting, as we're speaking about patience here, but it's just we need to commit her, Uguti, whoever now approaches this particular sister. Hey, mababe serious, man. Mababe serious, Mfundis.
Ay, nani man, bo brother. Nige le mukhela. Ay, sometimes we fall in the spajel.
True.
Bo brother, please. Selva dala maninga.
Yeah.
No, true that. We're gonna pray for her. We're gonna definitely pray for her right now.
Yep.
Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our dear sister here, who's 31 years old, still looking for a stable marriage, a stable partner, Father, to settle with. I pray, Father, for the blessing of the rightful person, Father, for her. I pray that, Lord, you might do it. In your time, you might get her the right person, Father, so that she doesn't do something that's outside your will, because that's going to have eternal consequences, Father. I pray that, Lord, you help her, Father, in her career, in her everything, Lord, that as she's waiting for the rightful person, Father, she might also prepare her spirituality, her life, her everything, Lord. I pray for all the prayer requests that came through, speaking of yesterday, Father, the sister who also shared about her brother who is in the Eastern Cape, oh, Father, I pray that you be with him as well, Lord. We are putting him in our prayers that, Lord, may you please change his heart, change his mind, change his all, oh, Father, so that, Lord, people might see and testify about the greatness of your power. Be with us, Lord, as we are about to prepare for the Sabbath as well, and as we are getting into the holy hours. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray and ask, amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor Zibula, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed Sabbath with the family, and the 10 days of prayer may continue to bless you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, sister.
Thank you. Bye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.